insight. So where are we holding? Say, Rabbi Shmuel and Rukiva are fundamentally different how they look at things. Rabbi Shmuel says the purpose of this halacha of meitiv, which is specifically talking to a damager, is to penalize. So meitiv is coming to say, you're going to be penalized from what you did. What penalized means you're going to have to give something over. You're going to have to pay something which is over above what you actually caused damage. You're going to have to pay more. First shot says, understood. Every scenario, doesn't matter what you damage, X, Y, Z, you're going to pay Z, which is the top dollar. Even though you damage X to Y, you pay Z. Penalized. So that is not consistent, because when you damage Z, you pay Z, you don't get penalized. That's why it was rejected. Second mishap was, yep, we're going to penalize you. But in a limited scenario, normally X, you pay X, Y, you pay Y, Z, Z, Z. But if you don't know, when normally we give a dispensation for a person when he doesn't know how much he pays, we give him a special dispensation and let out. We're nice to him and say, I'm Yotzer Chavarai. Okay, you pay the bare minimum, you're Yotzer. That special dispensation doesn't apply by damager. He has no right to get such a dispensation as a damager. That was the second issue. That was rejected, and Shabbos was playing a bit like was rejected. Third pshat, and it's last resort pshat, that's why it's number three, because I've shut everything out, so therefore I say this pshat. Come on, this is the only one I can say now. So it's a bad pshat, and I'm forcing it. Third pshat is the following. Let's read it inside. Beginning of the line Mechavero, Amitz Mechavero, the beginning of the line is Mechavero Olov Harav. It's about over halfway down. Yeah. Over halfway down, Mechavera is beginning of the line. End of the line is Bar. Base Reish. Everyone's got it? Everyone's got it? In line with Tosis Kigon. Kigon, you've got this Tosis. You go like three lines down, four lines down with that Tosis, and you go into the Gemara, it hits Mechavera. Yeah, so in the middle of the line is Ella. Everyone's got it? Everyone's got it?
Yes.
Ella. Yeah. You got it? Mason, you got it? Can you help? Okay. So here's the third pshat. Last resort pshat. El Omarav Acha by Yaakov. Okay, we have to say this. What's Rabbi Shmuel and Rukiva arguing? Hakobar Askin, and this is what we're talking about. Kagon Shahoysa, Idiot and Nizik. We have a scenario where the best quality of the one who's damaged is Kazaburus of Asik is equal to the worst quality of the damager. Ubaha Pligi. And this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel says, in such a scenario, the nizik shamina. Such a scenario, you damage $50. But what quality of field do you give? You give $50 quality to what the nizik's best is. Which the mazik says, I'm laughing. Because now his best is my rubbish. It's my rubbish. So I give him $50 worth of my rubbish. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva says, Sova, the Mazatrin says you owe $50, but you have to give the best of the damager, and now the Mazik's not happy. Because he's now giving 50% of his top quality land, which is a windfall for the one who's damaged, because he never had such quality land in his life. Now, let me ask you a question. Who's being more stringent in this case? Rabbi Akiva. That's why it's not an ideal case. Because up to now we've been saying,
But the chief has been shouting,
"No more hakosim! The process is not coming to be stringent! Rabbi Shmuel, you're too stringent. You're trying to penalize. Rabbi Shmuel, you're trying to penalize. No more hakosim. The process is not there to penalize the guy. You're too machmir." That's what Rabbi Akiva has been speaking. And that's what the two pshatim, the first two pshatim have been saying. Comes on the third pshat and says, this is what they're asking us. And it's switched now around. Rabbi Akiva's being machmir. Problem. That's why I don't want to say this pshat. It's the last resort. I'm forcing it. But it's such a problem. If you look at Amar Mokam number one on the papers, you got it?
No, yes.
Yep. Come on. Such a problem, Rashba asked the following question. Kudo, Shahoy se idias te nizik, kizaduras te mazik. We're talking about scenario, his best is equal to his, your worst, the damage is worse. Okay? And such a scenario, Rabbi Shmuel, the Hakel Shmuel, is the lenient guy. Rabbi Kiva, the one who's stringent. So nearly, I've got a big problem. How Rabbi Akiva, lo baha kosev kalma. Rabbi Akiva is the one who's shouting, you're too machmir. The Master Rabbi Akiva Makel. The Master Rabbi Akiva is the Makel guy. According to the third Peshat, he's not. He's the machmir guy. How can you even say a Peshat? Okay, it's a dog of Peshat. It's monotopic. It's not possible because it doesn't fit with Rabbi Akiva's words. How can you say such a Peshat? So let's see what the Rashba answers. But Nikhani. Okay, I've got a nice shot now. Rishmol Nami Mahne. I have a scenario, even according to the third shot, that Rishmol is really being stringent. Why? But to slumming in payments. Masha Hizik, and what he's paying, what he damaged. Why? What way is he being stringent? Says, Afa Pisha Ochu Shachas. We're talking about scenario. The animal ate a developing vegetable. Hasn't developed. Go to the market at its present stage, you'll get 2 shekels for it. Rabbi Shmuel says, you have to pay not 2 shekels. Ein Omin Nira Kama Hoysa Shova Kama Yova Hash. We don't look at its present value to say how much you've damaged. And on the side of the assurance of all, we give you an obligation to pay of what it would have reached when it would have been fully developed and your animal would not have eaten it. It would have not been 2 shekels, eventually it would have been 20 shekels, and therefore you have to pay 20 shekels. Kodoma Abaya, and this is Abaya's opinion, actually stated later on, in the Gemara and Nun Tes, Kates of Mishonis, when he talked about how to pay, Ubaha, and on this issue, Rabbi Shmuel Lahachmir, that's Rabbi Shmuel why he's stringent, even in the third Mishon. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Lihos, like Rabbi Shmuel, he's paying according to potential loss. Rabbi Kiva is lenient. Lahako, he's made lenient, he's like performing. So the car is to show by coming off, we go according to present take advantage. 2 shekels, you only owe 2 shekels. And the Mela, that's what Rabbi Kiva meant. Look, Osir! You, Rabbi Shmuel, want to charge him for future loss. Don't look at it today, 2 shekels, you look at that, the 10 shekels which you lost out by me eating and never getting that 10 shekels. You charge him 10 shekels. No more bosses to be stringent and penalizing like that. We look at what damage the day. 2 shekels, 2 shekels. Okay? So he's... very good answer. Wonderful answer. We found this. Yep. But it's obviously in the Gemara. Where is this in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say that's when they're arguing. It says the scenario, it speaks out, look, you pay him rubbish according to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay him good according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is really machmir. I've got this case, and I say that's because, really, he's being machmir, Rabbi Shmuel is being machmir because he's talking about future value. Where's it written in the Gemara?
that he said, Rosh Hashanah also, you can pay for the future value. You can say that's what we understand from the word, from Rabbi Akiva's words, Lo Bo Akosid. But the Gemara should have said, it's a Nafka Minna. Baha Pligi should have said, and what they're arguing, you should speak out. They're arguing, not only whether you give rubbish or goods, they're also arguing how much you pay. He says it's a point of each man, he says, present value. You should speak out. Let's even strengthen it. You've got these two types of arguments, rubbish or goods, a future value or present, two types of arguments. One where Rebbe Akiva's lenient, one where Rebbe Akiva's machmir, yeah? It's because today's value or future value is he's lenient. Or rubbish goods, where Rebbe Akiva's machmir, and he said, good, whatever you're paying is good, yeah? And you, the Gemara, okay, I accept there's two of them, but you, the Gemara, point out the case where Rebbe Akiva's machmir. The whole sugya is trying to point out Rebbe Akiva when he's mekel. And very small bathroom. So out of the two which are out there, you should say, Nafkine, Mafkine, where present day, future day, Rebbe Akiva's lenient, present day, very small Mafkine, future. That's what you speak it out. It's missing, and even if you say it's somehow there as a as some sort of hidden way, but there's something nefarious and there's something hidden. The one that should be clearly spoken out is hidden, yeah? Even if it's there for some. We have a problem. No more apostles. I make all your lenience, your machmir, and I give you the example where I'm machmir. You should give me an example when I'm lenient. I'm lenient. And you give me an example when I'm machmir.
Why didn't you say that music and the good people and the magic and the bad skills? And then you would make it, thinking of the magic skills. Why not say that right now? Why?
What's the lesson? Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Tosis asked you a question. Very good. Yeah, okay. Tosis says it's not an option. Maybe you see that. On Shabbos. Okay, we're not going to talk about it. Okay, fine. So Tosis is a Tosis option. Okay, fine. So, Rashba had a question, gave an answer, we've got a problem with the answer. How are we going to understand the Rashba's answer? Look at the next Ramana. Sutta Mekabetzis says like this. He has about five little words. If you understand it properly, this answer is really everything. Number three, Hashta. He says, now that we said the Rashba's Peshat, that he looks at that present value, Kivas, I'm a present guy, which was a future life master guy. Hashta, now you told me that. Meitiv the Quran, when it says Meitiv in the Posuk, is commercially Teitiv Sodah Shal Nizik Lebesoth. It must mean that you're looking at future value. According to Ishmael, if the Meitiv, if when it says the word Meitiv in the Posuk is referring to the one damaged, it must mean future value. What does he mean? A bit cryptic, but it says what he's trying to say. He's trying to say there's not like two separate arguments. You know, he came on Sunday, put Shmuel and Kiva to face the Medrash, we had the Gemara, and they had arguments, and they had, well, on Sunday they had the arguments, you know. Shmuel says that you have to pay his rubbish stuff, you have to look at the Nizik, and Mazik, and Rashi says, no, you pay his good stuff because you look at the Mazik, that's on Sunday. Came to the base of Medrash on Monday, nothing to do with Sunday, new thing, they have the coffee, get out, have a new discussion, nothing to do with yesterday's discussion, and here Rabbi Akiva says, today, I look at today's value, you look, and Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I look at future value. And there's really nothing to do with Sunday, Monday's machlokas, nothing to do with that. It's not like that. Comes on the Shitta and says, because of what you said on Sunday, I hold what I hold on Monday. They're dependent on each other. How are they dependent on each other? How are they dependent on each other? So, seems to be what he's saying is like this. We know that we rejected the first two Peshattim. First two Peshattim says, Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm a penalizing. You're a damager, penalize. First Peshattim, that's second Peshattim. Comes on the third Peshattim and says, knock those two out. I'm not going to penalize. I'm not coming to penalize.
Agree, can't penalize. But at the end of the day, the posuk is saying Nizik needs to pay as a payment according to good stuff. It's talking about how much he pays, isn't it? I'm not changing my mind what the posuk is saying. I've always said the posuk is telling you how much you pay. So up to now, first of all, I'm saying the posuk says you pay more than you deserve as a fifth person. First up, I'm saying the posuk is telling you have to pay good. That's how much you pay. How do you work? How much you pay? Pay good. That's what the posuk is saying. And therefore, but can't be a penalty. Because we chopped out penalty. So how can I get around a scenario where you pay more? You have to pay good, even though it looks like it's bad, you have to pay good, and it can't, it's not a penalty. How can you have an answer to that? You're damaging bad, you're paying more, you're paying good, and it's not a penalty. How can that be? How can it be? I'll tell you how it can be. Yishmael says, it's not a penalty, but you're paying more. Even though you're paying more, it's not a penalty, because we're not looking at the damage you did to him today. We're looking at the damage that you did to him on the future. You wouldn't have come along, he would have had 15 shekels. You came along, he took away that 15 shekels from him. He only had 2 shekels, but by eating 2 shekels today, you stopped him getting 15 shekels at the end of the day. So not start a penalty. Penalty is, look, you damaged 2 shekels, he lost 2 shekels, but you still have to pay 15, stasa. No, nothing. You get 15, a windfall, as you say. Yeah? Rishon says, that's my first 2 shots. Comes on the third shot. It's not a windfall for the Nizik. The Nizik, Taka, lost 15 shekels. Potential 15 shekels. So therefore, Rishon says, you damaged 2, but you have to pay 15, not as a penalty, because you actually damaged the loss, the potential 15. And that is not full penalty, because he deserves to get that 15, because you took away the 15. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, when he's saying, you have, the posuk says, the Nizik has to pay his good stuff, you have to pay the Nizik good stuff, in Lichten those words are two halachas. The whole posuk is starting to tell me that we have to look after the Nizik. The Nizik has to get good stuff. Yeah, you don't have to pay more than what he has. His good stuff. Great. But in Lichten that, good for the Nizik is meaning also not just today's goods, but future good as well. Because that's what he was going to have. So they really talk to the Haba, huh? One word, good, you have to compensate the Nizik for his best stuff. Best stuff means his best stuff in quality and his actual best stuff in value. What's his best stuff in value? He's lost 15 shekels for the future. That's also his best stuff, included in best stuff. So therefore it's written in the Gemara itself. It's not like there's written in the Gemara one case, not the other case, and the other case is the main thing. It's written in the Gemara itself. That Rabbi Kiva says, not for our apostles. The apostles are trying to be machmir like you for the future. He only looks at today, because the apostle is not talking about giving good stuff to the mazik. The apostle is talking about the mazik making sure he pays good stuff out of his property. I'm amazed, since I learned it, says Rabbi Kiva, that the apostle is saying to the mazik, you pay good quality stuff in payment. Memela, we don't have the halacha of looking for the future. Looking for the future is only if I say, you have to make sure the Nizik gets the best he has. What's the best he has? Best quality and also the best possible value that he could have lost. Now says Rabbi Shmuel Akiva, no more possible to talk about giving good stuff, which of the Nizik's good stuff. The Bosik comes and tells me, the Mazik needs to make sure he pays good stuff out as payment from his good stuff. So not talking about the Nizik at all. It's not talking about the Nizik at all. Of course, you don't talk about the future. Future is only possible to even contemplate if you're talking about Nizik needs to get his good stuff.
That is
the last person's answer.
Yeah.
We can go over, everyone can come up to me after Shears at any time if you want to go over the answer.
Yeah, some people understand it more than others, but if you think about it a bit more, and talk about it a bit more, others, after the session, you actually maybe grasp it. Maybe.
Now, let me point to you a Rashi and see whether it is possible to say Rashi held such a thing. Rashi, by us, Rashi says, Ella Omar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Everyone got that, Rashi? Ella Omar Rav Acha bar Yaakov? Ella, yeah. End of the line is Omar. End of the line.
I think I've seen
them. Yeah, Hoki, I've seen them. Ella Omar. Everyone got that? Okay. Hoki, I've seen them. Ella Omar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, yeah? Yeah. Now, firstly, he says, Hoki, I've seen them. What's Hoki Garcino? Meaning that there's some, a version which is out there, which is different, and he is saying this is the version. What is he added? What's he added, Rashi?
Ella.
What does Ella mean?
Forget what I just said before. Wait, this is
okay. So Ella means forget it. Everything up to now is out. Forget it. We're starting a fresh list. That's what Ella means. Which means, up to now we've been understanding that Rishmol is coming to make you pay more. More, more, more! Penalty, penalty! More, more, then you deserve. Ella! Third Peshat, forget it. What does he say? He carries on. Moza! Rabbi Shmuel agrees. The low Rishale that you do not pay. Ella only. The May Aruka. The vegetable patch, the feet mashu, according to what it is today. What does those words mean? What's the value of the vegetable patch today?
Two shekels.
Rabbi Shmuel agrees that you damage, you only pay how much?
Two shekels.
How did the Rashba learn, even in the third Peshat, what's Rabbi Shmuel saying? You pay how much? 15. Future value. So Rabbi, according to the way Rashi's learning, and it's Mochus from his guest as well as the Ella, we're changing, you don't pay extra. I agree, you don't pay extra. Up to now I've been saying, pay extra. This Peshat, don't pay extra. Okay? Now, that Rashi says that, disagrees with the Rashba. Why did Rashba say his Peshat? Why did Rashba say 15? What was he trying to gain by his Peshat?
To make it more crumbly than
to have a case for a Rishmol no Rachmi. That Rishmol said pay 15. And Rishmol said only pay 2. That's what that was the tochnit of the Rashba. But even his Peshat, Rishmol no Rachmi, is paying more. But now Rashba is stressing and pointing out. This is not saying, Avada, Rabbi Shmuel, agrees to Rabbi Akiva, there's no such thing as making him pay more. If that is true, you only pay 2. So now we got back to the Rashba's question. But Rabbi Akiva says, Lo bar hakosav, the pasuk is not coming to be stringent, Rabbi Shmuel. He's coming to be lenient, as Rabbi Akiva's wording, according to the third Peshat. Rabbi Akiva is this stringent person, because Rabbi Akiva is the one who's saying you give him good stuff. And Rabbi Shmuel is saying, no, you can give him just the bad stuff. You only have to give his top quality, which is rubbish. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to give your top quality, which is much worse. So Rabbi Akiva is more stringent, and no answer. Where's the case of Rabbi Shmuel's more stringent? No one, there's no answer. So we've got now, what's Rashi going to answer? He hasn't got the Rashba's text. Okay. Let's read the Gemara further. And from the Hemshuch of the Gemara, we'll be able to build a halacha which helps understand this. And it will come out to finish. Let's read the Gemara back. So Gemara says, my Tama to Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say you give the good stuff of the world being damaged, which is rubbish? Yeah. Why does he say that? Because Ne'ema sod le'lamata, for Ne'ema sod le'laman. He says, because it says in the Pasuk, sod le'lamata and sod le'laman. What does it mean it says in the Pasuk, sod le'lamata and sod le'lamata? Okay. If you look at Rashi, Ne'ema soda lamala. It says soda lamala. Rashi says a beard the soda. What does the posit say? The posit says kivar ish soda okay. Somebody consumes with his animal somebody else's field. Shilachay bira beard the soda. Tramples or consumes it in somebody else's field. Meitiv sodei or meitiv kamishani. He pays good quality land as payment. Now, how many times does it write soda? Yeah. I read it again. Ki yivar ish soda. Shilach esbiro ubir besoda. Meitiv sodeu yishalim.
Three
times. Now, the first two times, what's it in reference to? Read it again. When somebody with his animal consumes somebody else's field, by making his animal trample on his friend's field, then he needs to pay fields, good quality fields. So what the first two fields, who are they referring to? Whose fields? The reason is it in English? One being damaged. Okay. So it says Rabbi Shmuel, since the first two sodas in the Pasuk is referring to the field of the one being damaged. So when it comes to say, Meitiv sodeu yishalem, it means good field you pay. Whose good field you pay? Which fields? Who's good? The lizards. The same soda that's up to now. Okay. So that's Rabbi Shmuel. My time is Shmuel, back to Gemara. Soda the matter, soda the matter. Ma soda the matter, just as the soda beginning of the Pasuk. The nizik is referred to damaging his fields, the nizik's fields. Af sodom and the matzah, so also the soda at the end of the says you pay good fields. The nizik means pay good mat nizik. That's why I say good means good of the mazik, or nizik, or the one who's being damaged. That's really small. Rav Akiva argues why. Rav Akiva meitiv sodeu and meitiv kama yishalem. It says in the Pasuk, good fields, good vineyards, Yishalem, you pay. Yishalem, who's paying? Who's paying?
The
Mazik. So he says, the Heik to Kom Yishalem. The native, the goods, the one paying, he has to pay goods for him. The one paying has to pay. The good is going on his payment. He's making the payment, he has to pay in good stuff. Of course, that's the Pasuk. Okay? So the challenge is, what did the soda mean? The nizik or the mazik? They've got their different ways of looking at it. So, the Gemara carries on. Rabbi Shmuel. Ahani gezeir shova vahani kro. Rabbi Shmuel says, look, my limits, what's my limits called? I take the soda at the beginning of the pasuk. I see what that's in reference to. I take the sod at the end of the posuk and say it's in reference to the same topic. What's that limit called? What's that called? What that assumption is called? What is it called? Gezeirah Shova. I look at there, the sod there is in reference to the nizik, the one being damaged. So the sod there elsewhere is in reference to the nizik. Yeah, that's like making comparison. Gezeirah Shova. Rabbi Kiva's limit, it says, you pay good fields. So obviously, if you're paying good fields, it means you're good fields. It's not Gezeirah Shava, it's just reading the Pasuk. That's just how the word translates. Which is a better limit?
The
Pasuk? Just the Pasuk Shah. So the Gemara says, I've got a bit of a problem. You got a Gezeirah Shava, but you can't, a Gezeirah Shava can't argue with a Pasuk. You can have a Gezeirah Shava, you've got nothing else, but against the Mashmah, the actual Pasuk, you can't argue that. What are you going to do with it? How can you say the Gezeirah Shava, which is in conflict with the actual translation of the Pasuk? That's the Gemara's problem. So Gemara answers, Shmala, Hani Gezeirah Shava, Hani Pa? I hold the both. I hold the Gezeirah Shava. And I hold the Pasuk. How can you hold the both? They're the opposite. One says the good of the damage, and one is good of the damaging. How can you hold the both? So he says, Ahani is Gezeirah Shava, Kutze Ikna. I hold of the Gezeirah Shava for the scenario we just talked about. When the damaged person, best stuff, is of the same quality as the worst of the damager. Comes along with Gezeirah Shava, what you pay? Gezeirah Shava says you pay the best of the one being damaged, and therefore you can give him rubbish. Ahani Kra, the pasuk which says you look at the good, the one damaging has to pay his good stuff, could go in as a different scenario. Which scenario? The Islay Lamazik Idiots Visibonus. That the one damaging has two qualities of field available to pay. He has top quality stuff, and he has rubbish. The Idiots, the Nizik, and his good stuff of the Nizik, or it should be the Mazik. I think he changed it. The Idiots, the Islay the Mazik, and the good stuff which belongs to the Mazik. The Idiots, the Nizik, low stuff. The Idiots, the Nizik, the. We're talking about the Idis and the Zeburis of the Mazik. His good stuff and his rubbish stuff are not the same as the good of the damager. So let me speak out this scenario. According to Rabbi Shmuel, got the Zeh Shoga that he goes with, that you pay good, who's good? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you want luck? According to Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Zeh Shoga, who's good? Oh, the one being damaged. Okay. So, look at his goods, and that's what you need to pay. What's going to be, though, if the one Reuben he damaged? He needs to pay. So he looks at Shimon, who damaged, and says, look, I have to pay your good stuff. Hold on. I look at your good stuff. I haven't got your good stuff. I've only got better than your good stuff, which you don't deserve, or worse, which is not enough. So what do I do? What can I do? Give you the best, my best stuff, which is even better, which you don't deserve, or give you worse? What do I do? You know what? Without a apostle, says Rabbi Shmuel, without a apostle, the status quo would be in such a scenario. What do you do without a apostle? You give him the rubbish. You give him your rubbish, even though it's not to the level which he deserves to give his rubbish. Because to give him the other thing, his good stuff, is too much. You don't need to give too much. Give him his rubbish. But a honey claw. But now that you've got a apostle that says, you, the Mazik pays his good stuff. After his good stuff, I say that that apostle comes to tell me in such a scenario that you would think you give rubbish, then you have to give good. So, normally, when you've got all options open, then above there you go after the good stuff of the one being damaged, and you only have to give Bidyuk Bull what he's got. But in a scenario where you can't give what he's got, because you haven't got two goods or two worse, then the Pasuk is Machadish, that in that scenario I agree to Rabbi Akiva, that then you try to give the good of top quality of the Mazik in such a scenario. Top of the Mazik is a alternative, what we call a when you a fallback situation, where you can't makan the real halacha of the top quality of the nizik, then the fallback is then you need to go to the top quality of the mazik, and that's where the gezeirah shavah is true and the pasuk is true. Both are needed, but both are telling me chidushim for different cases. So we see from this that without a pasuk, what would be the din? Let's repeat that. It without the pasuk, I've only got good, better stuff than he deserves. I've got worse stuff than this. What does Reuben pay? Without the pasuk. Well, without the pasuk. Okay. Who's this pasuk written by? Meitiv Sodeya. Where's it written? And who is it in reference to? What's the name of this topic? What's the case? What's the case? What subject are we talking about?
Damaging.
So we've got a posit, special posit by damaging, that says you do something which is abnormal, you give him more than he deserves. Okay? Can't give him what he deserves, you can give him rubbish or goods, you give him goods, normally you wouldn't do that. We've got a special posit statement. Now, go to next one, welcome number 4. Let's go back to the Mishnah Gittin. Mishnah Gittin says this one. And the Zokim damages Shomanei Bidyus. They pay top quality. Barchov, somebody owes money because he borrowed money. They pay as payment to Bidyus, average. Ksuba's Ishka, somebody, a state needs to pay a woman's Ksuba, Sibar, they can pay rubbish. Okay. Now, what's going to be din of a balcony? He owes money. He hasn't got money to pay. He's got fields to pay. He has to pay average. What happens that he's only got top quality and rubbish? He hasn't got average. What's his default situation going to be? What does he do then? Does he give rubbish? Or does he give top? What do you think? Somebody owes money. His halacha really is to give average. Can't. He can either give top quality, which is more, or rubbish. What should he give in a default situation? Rubbish. Why? Because no posset. The posset was only a special posset with my luck, so no posset by a ketter. Okay? Look at Baal Mokan number 5. If this visitor, somebody owes money, and he's got top quality to pay, and he's got rubbish, and he hasn't got average, so what's going to be? Mizokim, if you're a damager, well, you've got top quality, so it is, pay top quality. Baal Chos, the Ksuvas Isha, about home, or the woman who owes a super, they get rubbish. Makes sense. Balco, a debtor, he has to get average. You haven't got average to give. So, he said, and there's no profit by him. So therefore, you give him rubbish. Read Rashi. What does Rashi say over there? Rashi says the following. Midaraisa. Balchov is really a debtor, is really only entitled to rubbish. Could it come up? The Bonon who particularly famous. It's special din to a Bonon that they get average. We shouldn't do this there, so and to encourage people to lend money. They are the less they famous. But when you can't give average, and you can't do the Bonon din, later to God, so then go back to the Taraisa, which is giving the rubbish. What question should come out of this now? What's the implication from Rashi? What happens, what would be the din, according to Rashi, that if the halacha of a Baal Chov, a debtor, would be the Taraisa to pay average? What's Rashi implying if it would be a derisive, not the one thing, be derisive, what would he be? If he hasn't got the average, what would he have to do?
It is
He had to bend it back.
So, look at the next Mar Mokum, number 6. Vishash asked the question, L'chera, afilo hoyedina mitaraisa bevenis,
even if it would be taraisa for average to be paid by the Baal Tov, eina mechuyev nizein yofu, you don't need to give the best.
Why? Because, what did we learn in our sugya? When you need to give your halacha, in this case, average. You need to give average.
But you haven't got it. You only got better or worse. What did we say is the default situation?
Worse,
unless you got posit. Is that posit by a Baal Tov? No. So therefore, it should be that even if the Baal Tov mitaraisa duty is to pay average, but if he can't pay it, the default position should be, can't pay, you need to only pay the worst.
Why is Rashi telling me, that
you only pay the worst because it's Rabbanon? Because the din of a Baal Tov, a Getzer, to pay average is rabbinic. That's why if you can't, you pay rubbish.
That means if the din would be the Raisa, what would Rashi hold? Let's go back to, if the din would be the Raisa for the Baal Tov to pay average and you haven't got it, what would Rashi hold? You give the best.
But we got a rule, you never give more than you deserve unless you got a Gezeira Sarkosif. Is there any gezeiros hakosev by a Baal Tov to pay more than he deserves?
Yeah.
No. So therefore, Shal says, got kasha.
Agamar clearly says by us, you never pay, status quo, you never pay more than you deserve unless you got a posit, and the posit is only written by a mazik.
So why is Rashi saying that even by Baal Tov you would pay top quality, which is more than you deserve to pay, if you haven't got the ability to pay average, you would pay top quality. Right? You haven't got posit by Baal Tov.
What's going to be?
It's
theory. So, outside I'll say the answer of the Rishash, and then you have to think about it.
What does he mean?
No, he says the answer like this. No, something is very relevant to us today. He says like this. This rule, that default position is, if you can't do what you're supposed to do, you haven't got it. Default, you pay rubbish. That rule is only according to Rabbi Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Akiva, even without the posuk, default situation is you have to pay the best. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing when you can't give what you're supposed to give, is default rubbish or is default best?
That would make Rabbi Akiva poor.
Right? So now, thinking you need to think is what's it got to do with Shmuel and Akiva? Now remember, Shmuel and Akiva don't have other words out there. It's obviously built into their words which they're talking. The words which you got in front of you, which is limited, is included this argument. Nothing extra. How do you get this argument out of those words? That's something you need to think. Secondly, next stage, is how can we use this to make Rabbi Akiva a somebody who's lenient because of such a concept? On face value, as Rabbi Yosef points out, it's another chumrah, not stuck on the side of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is saying, pay good! And Rabbi Shmuel is paying rubbish! Yeah? Who's been more machmir? Obviously, in such a statement, Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? I'm going to say, you can use this to have a scenario that Rabbi Akiva intrinsically is a lenient guy because of this. So those are two
concepts we have to work out. How do you see from the words of Rav Shimon Akiva that comes out there arguing also on this? What's the default situation? Love is good, and why out of this, coming out of this conclusion, you can make a now a statement, hey Rabbi Akiva, you're a miracle guy. You're the miracle guy. Okay, what do you think of that? That will carry on next week.